Getting Beyond Trading, Finding the Right Recipient for Our Gifts by John Marty. Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 19. Jesus read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and the regaining of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." During the Great Depression, my parents considered themselves very fortunate if they, with their siblings together, received a toy for Christmas. Those were tough times, and they didn't have much, so their parents would stretch every last dime to get a gift for the kids. These were gifts of love and the spirit of the Christ child's birth. Times have changed. Children receive more toys at one Christmas than their grandparents received in their entire childhood. In our consumer society, most households have too much stuff. A big problem is finding a place to store it all. Yet despite our overabundance of possessions, we are taught that it is socially proper to buy Christmas presents for numerous people. Not just family members, but nieces and nephews, coworkers, friends, and children's classmates. These days we trade gifts, more out of obligation than a spirit of giving. If someone gives us a gift because they found something special that they want us to have, we are socially obligated to return the favor. The Christmas gift exchange, where we draw names and everyone gives and gets a gift, has become expected behavior. Most participants in gift exchanges struggle to find a suitable gift for the recipient who has everything. So retailers sell us gift cards, allowing the recipients the ability to choose what they want. Not surprisingly, this has morphed into friends merely exchanging $10 or $20 gift cards. Several years ago, our son decided to illustrate the silliness of this when he and his cousin avoided the hassle of gift cards and simply exchanged $20 bills. We don't need to lose the giving spirit of Christmas. We just need to find recipients who could use our generosity. Church World Service and other groups have developed Christmas gift catalogs to help out. Several years ago, when our kids gave us a flock of chicks through Heifer Project International, they pointed out that this gift wouldn't add clutter to our house, and their gift gave some family a source of income, nutritious food, and a better future. That is truly meaningful Christmas giving. Prayer. O Lord, as we celebrate the gift of your coming, renew our spirit of generosity. You came to proclaim good news to the poor. Help us bring good news to the poor too, learning to give to those who need our gifts, not to those who struggle with too much. Give us the ability to see our neighbors in need around the globe and rejoice in our ability to give them needed gifts. Teach us to stand up to the social pressures of our society and remember the meaning of your birth. Discussion questions. 1. When I do Christmas gift shopping, why am I struggling to find something meaningful for each recipient? 2. Is this struggle due to my lack of creativity, or is the problem that the recipient is the person who has everything? 3. Instead of spending my energy finding the elusive right gift for my neighbor, could I spend more energy finding the right neighbor for my gift? How does Christ define our neighbor? When half of the world's population lacks sufficient resources for life, it shouldn't be hard to find someone who would appreciate a gift, whether it be food, shelter, or an economic opportunity. 4. Do we give gifts for the benefit of the recipient or for our benefit as giver? Are we giving gifts because we feel obligated to do so or because we believe the gift will improve the life of the recipient? John Marty has been a member of the Minnesota State Senate since 1987. He is chair of the Senate Health, Housing, and Family Security Committee. John has passed several nationally recognized government reform laws and has authored numerous environment, education, crime, and DWI laws. Marty is a graduate of St. Olaf College with a BA in ethics. The son of author and theologian Martin Marty, John is a former corporate foundation administrator and is a freelance writer. John and his wife Connie have 2 children and live in Roseville, Minnesota. If you enjoy this article, you'll enjoy these resources. Affluenza and Escape from Affluenza DVDs. Or Living More with Less, Book Study Action Guide, Poster, Postcard, Bookmark. Or $100 Holiday. Or The Conscious Consumer, Promoting Economic Justice Through Fair Trade.